Well, it's been about a year since we checked in with Mark Parmalee. You know, he's the chairman, the CEO of Golden Tree. But that's, you know, his Golden Chick and his Fireside Pies and Texadelphia and all sorts of brands. And he was just getting into the pizza business last time we talked to him. And Mark Parmalee joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks, David. It's always good to be with you.
Fireside Pies, you were going after. It's the synergy that I don't understand. Do you find brands that you like, or do you say, well, I've already got chicken, I need to add pizza, or I've got sandwiches.
No, this business is really more about people. So I generally find people, and deals come along all the time, but I run Golden Chick as president, but I have operating partners for everything else. And so I provide really as much or as little support for those guys and gals as they would like.
You're like a consultant who really cares and has an equity position.
Yeah, so I typically will provide the financing, and then we've got the infrastructure in Richardson, Texas, and kind of off we go. And so we've got an advantage. We can pick up a brand and have a lower overhead factor than maybe what that brand was running before.
And you grow them. I mean, sometimes I can't get that stupid Golden Chick jingle out of my head.
Good.
But
that's what we paid for.
That's the idea. But well, you've got 183. You've got 13 Texadelphias, is that right?
14.
14. I missed one. You opened one this weekend. And 6 Fireside Pies after you opened Lake Highlands?
Yes, we do. Yeah, I think we talked about last time that 3 weeks before closing, the Inwood location had an electrical fire.
Yep.
So we came back to that and finally have gotten that reopened. And put the mezzanine back in service that was there for some previous concepts, and it's going real well. It came out great.
Are these different? These are somewhat different price points too. I mean, you've got, yeah. I should mention, you've got Jalapeno Tree and Half's Burgers, JC Burgers, but they're all sort of different price points, right?
Yeah, they really are. Golden Chick, we don't try to be the cheapest, but we have a good price value for quick service. And Fireside Pies is probably at the other end when it comes to pizza, because it's full service, everything made from scratch.
Right.
The big brick oven pizza. And then kind of in between, you've got Jalapeno Tree that is mostly in East Texas, and we tend to be the big fish in the little ponds, with the most recent one last year that we opened in Mount Pleasant.
But I'm sure they came out, the Chamber of Commerce came out and welcomed you and cut the ribbon.
It is unbelievable. That's a town of 16,000 people, and if you do the math of what our revenue is, they must be eating there all the time.
So what are the habits like? I mean, are people, are they migrating toward, fresh stuff, or Mexican is hot, or is it the way, a lot of times it was, fast casual was the hot thing.
Well, yeah, sure. It's not as monolithic as it used to be. So, different age groups, different demographics have different tastes. And I think everyone is a foodie now. So I have to think that the Food Network channel gets a lot of viewership. So, the homemade, locally sourced, there's a whole bunch of boxes out there that people try to check, including the health angle. And so at Golden Chick, it's been very important for us to make those options available. So we used someone I know Stephen Piles, years ago to help us with a roast chicken product and a gourmet chicken salad. And then we also offer green beans and salads that we assemble on site every day. So we have those options, even though we certainly have our share of fried food. I think it's important to be able to offer the various things for various people.
And real estate. Real estate's got to be important, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's that old saying, you know, the three important things are location, location, and location. But, you know, but you also have to execute. And I think there's probably more failures of people with a good location and bad execution than there are good execution and in bad real estate.
Right.
Because word gets out eventually, and people will travel for extraordinary good food and service.
How are costs? Are you seeing any? I mean, there's no inflation that's showing up in the regular economy, but I mean, you got to live and die with ice broiler futures or something.
Well, we do. In the old days, we used to be able to lock in prices for 6 months or a year. I'd say more vendors are reluctant to do that, but one of the great things about being able to assemble a lot of different brands is now we have purchasing power.
Oh, yeah.
So we get pretty good deals, and in the food items themselves, we're not seeing tremendous amounts of inflation, some stuff up and some stuff down. Construction costs, though, we have seen go up, and whether that's tariff related or supply and demand, I don't know. But and of course, interest rates have ticked up about 100 basis points over the last year. So, you know, you start throwing those in, and the unit economics changes a little bit over time.
We started off by talking about you growing, and I say, the most recent acquisition, this Fireside Pies. You're not right sized yet, are you?
No,
not going to grow organically, are you, Jeff?
No, last time we got together off the air, you asked me when I'm going to slow down. I just turned 64, and so I was 63 then, and really, I love what I do and the people I do it with, and I get private equity companies and family offices that are interested in wanting to buy, and I'll say, I'm not really interested. Plus, I have a couple of sons now in the business, and so I said, "What's your exit strategy?" I think it's a coffin.
So, are you eyeing anybody right now? Are you circling?
I wish I could tell you. You know, last time I gave you the scoop on Fireside,
you
got the first word on that. We have one that we're nearing completion, and then one we're just starting. So, both in Texas. One is 7 units, and the other one's 18. And we're, you know, really very excited about that. So it's fun. And again, we do these things with operating partners who have real equity and their own vision and energy, and then we try to help keep their overhead down with our infrastructure and our purchasing power and a little bit of financial help.
Well, you've got some good brands out there, and is it 183 golden checks right now?
It is 183. We just opened in Odessa last week, Rockport earlier in the month, but we've got a little more than 20 in the pipeline. So we'll pass that 200 mark this year, and it's pretty exciting.
Next time I expect to see you in a white suit with a goatee and maybe a string tie. Mark Parmley is the chairman, president of Golden Tree. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, it's always good to be with you, David. Thank you.
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.